Chris Stamey is well known in the music community as a producer, solo artist, and member of the legendary jangle pop band, the DBs. His latest project is a bit of a diversion. It's a narrative song cycle called Occasional Shivers. It's a series of songs that sound like torch songs right out of the Great American Songbook. The piece is getting its world premiere performance Friday night at UNC's Keenan Music Building in Chapel Hill. Chris joins me now. Hi, Chris.
Hi, great to be here.
Longtime fans of your work will hear this and think, this sounds a little different from what they're used to hearing from you. Exactly. The music you released on your solo records and with the DBs. How did this project come to be?
I find it strange, and in a way I'm still kind of reeling from the last year and a half. But one day my old family piano showed up at our house. I'd grown up with my dad playing the classic 40s and 50s songs, Jerome Kern, I'll be Seeing You, and all the old familiar places. And our family was centered around that. And then after my father would go to bed, I would sit at the piano and do my own 5 and 6 year old versions of those songs, and continued trying to write at that same piano until rock and roll swept me away. And it was hard to lug a grand piano on the, to the church coffee houses. So when the piano showed up again, it sat there and mocked me for a little bit, and it was full of all the music in the piano bench. But it had a strange effect, and not making this up, but I think about picking up a shell at the ocean, and you hear the sounds of the universe in it. And I raise the lid on the piano, and I seem to actually hear those songs from my childhood, and it really pulled me in, and I started writing at it and writing in that style. I know that sounds a little strange, but I've had a strange time and really wonderful, miraculous year of writing in a different way.
Huh. All right. Well, let's listen to a little bit of that. What is this music that I hear?
This is a version I cut with Sherston Lambert, a great North Carolina jazz band, and Bill Frisell on guitar.
What is this music that I hear? Whenever you are near, the thrill of it is exquisite and strange. The glare and clatter of the crowd, which once it seemed so loud, has vanished and your melody remains. I thought that Le Prokofiev was all that I had left to while away the hours of the day.
You have a great cast of characters, the singers you mentioned, and WUNC's Eric Hodge is actually going to be doing the narration too, so that's going to be fun to see. What can you tell us about some of the singers you've assembled?
Sherston Lambert, I was singing on the last song, and she's actually an old family friend, and Django Haskins, some of you know from The Old Ceremony, but he's a raconteur at heart and a great pitch, and I love working with him. There are two younger kids that, I say kids, they're shockingly young but accomplished folks. Millie McGuire came in to actually sing a couple of demos of this and just amazed me, and Precise Baez, who really has inhabited his songs, is another great find. He's not actually at the UNC show tonight, but he'll be a part of the productions next year.
And Chris, I understand that you recently lost your father. I'm very sorry to hear that. You did reference him and his influence in your early musical life and the piano. Talk a little bit about the importance of his music in terms of your life and your musical direction.
I think when I was a child sitting at the piano, I always wanted to make some kind of music that would make my father proud, and I loved to hear him play. When the piano came back to me, he had reached a point at the end of his life where it was hard to get through to him, but I would play him these songs as I wrote them, and he would smile, and it was very meaningful to me to sit with him in his last days 2 weeks ago and play the melodies for him, and he had not been able to really respond. And I looked over, and he had the biggest smile, and continued with that smile for several hours, and we lost him 2 days later.
Well, I'm sure in many ways he will be here for the performance. Chris, we want to go out on a song. What would you like us to hear?
Once this group of singers got involved, I started writing for them, and I wrote a song one morning called I Fall in Love So Easily. She's come home from the big party. She's finished brushing her teeth. She's looking out at the moon and contemplating her condition.
I fall in love so easily. I see a smile that pleases me. Before you know, I can't get free. Oh, I fall in love so easily. I tell myself I'll run away and live to love another day. But that's before you looked my way. Oh, I fall in love so easily. Maybe it's all because of the weather. Winter, fall, the colder the better. But if that's true, I'd like to keep warm with you.
Chris Stamey's Occasional Shivers, getting its full-length premiere tomorrow night at UNC's Keenan Music Building in Chapel Hill. It's going to be a wonderful performance. Chris, thanks very much for your time.
Oh, it's been great. Thank you.
Lock the door and knock on wood.